Finally, this parasha, Yisrael comes to the Machane Yisrael, he comes to visit Klal Yisrael to see Moshe Rabbeinu. And famous encounter where he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, he expresses wonderment at what's going on with the whole judicial process as it was set up at the time. And he offers his advice on how to proceed, how with a better system that would, for a better service, Klal Yisrael. And in the pasuk he says, Ad Shema B'Kaili Yotzcha, listen to my voice, I'll give you a piece of advice, V'yelik Imimach. And he tells him that you should take the issues that arise. You should be the one to go forth to Kadosh Baruch Hu and take the issues. And you should bring them these issues. You should go to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You should get the basic information from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then when you return, you will go ahead and forewarn Klal Yisrael and guide Klal Yisrael, make sure that they are careful and fastidious about the chukim and the tairis which they are to observe. Now we mentioned previously, the Chazal see in the pasuk Vaydat Lam Sederach Yelchuba, they draw from here a source to a number of different mitzvahs pertaining to Gemil Chassadim at large. Yechma Velim, Bikar Chaylim, Kfuris Mesim, a number of other things are merumas in the pasuk of Lam Sederach Yelchuba, Besamai Sesher Yasun. Different in the Midrashim have different opinions which what it alludes to specifically. But the general idea is that there are many acts of Gemil Chassadim which are being a source, we find the source in this parasha. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein asked the question, this whole parasha deals with the judicial process. We're talking about halacha, we're talking about how to set forth the process, and then Yisra comes along and he says, you should know when you go to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we'll tell you how to do chesed, you know, God calls Yisrael on the path of chesed. Where does the path of chesed have anything to do with halacha? It's true, there's one necessary need to set up a system where din can be served. There's another form as well for chesed, but why does one have to come into the parasha of the other? And Moshe suggests that perhaps the pshat is that if there would be more time on hand, because Moshe Rabbeinu would be freed from having to deal with the various dinim, then he could elaborate on all these other needs of Klal Yisrael that have to be explained as well, where there has to be guidance as well, and how to serve the community. But perhaps there's another point here as well, and that is the famous point that Chaznish raises, and Chaznish says that, he writes in Munda B'Tachin, Tar Gimel, that many times there's a scenario which confronts us, and we view the scenario, and we have a certain heritage, a certain feeling and a reaction how we should view the situation. The situation he presents as a marshal is that somebody, there's a mechanchim in town, they have a school, and they're being mechanch the children, and newcomers come in, someone comes in, sets up shop, and right away the town is up in arms. Some people start switching over, they say, hey, new school, sounds nice, looks very appealing, and then there's a whole machlaikas, and they start saying, what are you coming to our town for? Everything was just fine and merry until you came along. And the new people, you're coming here, you're making machlaikas, you're ruining our system, you're ruining decades of work that we put into here, and so on and so forth. And it ends up evolving and evolving and evolving, and you have a whole machlokes in your hands, and the people in different shuls putting up and fighting and talking of each other, and they take further drastic action, and so on and so forth. Now, one could say, immediately, one will have a hergish. Who's right and who's wrong here? One likely will say, look, they're the newcomers. Who asked them to come to our town? And the Chazish says that may have been true until the Gemara Paskins, that because there's an element in chinuch that is better served by having competition in the town, and under certain circumstances, the Paskin that is better for the service of chinuch is better to have two schools here where there's going to be a kinesayif and tayr b'chachma. Based on that, the halacha is that we paskin, they are well within their halachic right in opening a new school. Now, since they are within their halachic right, anybody who speaks bad about them is guilty of lashon hara. Anyone who takes action against them can be guilty of nekama. Anyone who causes a town to break into different camps is guilty of machlokes. And all this because the Gemara paskins in truth, the halacha is that they are within their right because the supremacy in Klal Yisrael, chinuch, which is served by the Kinnas Seifrim, overrides any benefit of the individual benefit of having his parnasa. Now, the point of the Chazish's words is that sometimes, even though we have irrigation, we have a certain reaction towards certain situations, ultimately the first step on our path always has to be what halacha dictates. There are times in society where people go ahead and will have very well-intentioned movements, but they can spiral out of control and end up in different places, which are shalai kedasu kedin. We have a concept of tzarei lechayim. There's a concept in the world of Amorites that is far divorced from Aram Musagim. But on some level, one might have thought they overlap. In truth, though, halacha dictates that there's a place and time for certain things, and beyond that time and place, it's the wrong reaction. Perhaps Yisrael, the discussion with Moshe was saying is, it's precisely in the time of talking about halacha. The first step is talk about halacha. After that, once you know the basis in every situation what halacha is, from there, you evolve from there, and then that's where you go out and do chesed. Your chesed should be governed by the first step of halacha. I just heard over along those lines, perhaps it's the pshat, we say, Moshe kibbol tayrim yisinai m'sarali Yeshua, and then we proceed, after the introduction to the whole Perkei Avos. The first step is Moshe kibbol tayrim yisinai. Those who are the ones who passed down with Dar the tayrim Moshe yisinai, they then went out and went forth with the whole Perkei Avos and explained to the Dar how they should live their life. But the first step always has to be the halacha, which is passed down with Dar.